This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Brian Koberger, the trial of Koberger. Well, it's looking like maybe March of 2025. That's the speculative date at this moment in time, almost 3 years after the actual crime took place. Many of the families begging, please, we want to move on from this horrible tragedy. Please start making some decisions, get to work, and quit playing the delay game. Easy to say out loud. It's very understandable that they are feeling that way. But are they really playing the delay game? Or is this, you know, it's a very high-profile murder trial. There's a man's life literally at stake here. And not to discount the four kids who've already been killed, but we need to go through our justice system and make sure that the right person is in fact being charged and punished for that crime. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. You know, on the surface, it seems like, gosh, this was one night of Brian Koberger's life. Why does it take 3 years to come up with a story of what was going on if you had nothing to hide?
Right. Yeah, you'd like to know that question, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think so, and we don't have any other things that are popping up that are pointing it in any other direction. Every time you have a case where you're saying, I have things to prove it wasn't me, and it's absent of a theory about who it might have been, it kind of gives you some pause. And not saying he's guilty or innocent at this point, but again, it's still pointing here, and we still have the DNA evidence. That's still, I think, the strongest thing they have. The delay, I understand. It's such another dichotomy that we try to balance in these horrific cases is justice and moving on for the families, which are the only victims left. Yeah. And you need to take care of those victims. Do the best you can to help them move on and start feeling whole again, which they never will. And doing right by the justice system. You know, if he's innocent, he's innocent. If he's guilty, he's guilty. And I understand the judge's arguments of not wanting to make a misstep, especially when it's an execution, you know, that we're looking at here, you know, for Koberger, if he's convicted, the death sentence. So you want to have it done the right way. The gut feeling in me, which is most of the time wrong, you know, but the intuition we have when we see these things is the judge being intimidated by this high powered defense lawyer who we would all agree if we knew any of our loved ones or friends in trouble, we want her to defend them because she's doing such a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Lot at play here. There's a lot at play.
She certainly knows how to pull the levers of the system and work it the way that it needs to be worked to buy more time. Obviously, he waived his rights to a speedy trial. So, you know, this is what you get. This really is not that abnormal. It's very par for the course for any sort of high profile murder case. Yep. Almost always 2, 3, 4 years, sometimes even more than that. Any defense attorney will tell you that, you know, look, the layman, the person who's not the defense attorney, who doesn't do that for a living, you know, like myself, you don't understand just how much you have to go through to defend someone, you know, innocent, you know, or guilty. But it is mind-boggling. It really is, because it really does feel like it just reflects, to me, I would say, guilt. If you need that much time to come up with the alibi, where an innocent person, if you really, truly didn't do this, I would, especially in today's day and age, you would have ways of showing where you were pretty clearly. There's supposedly that the alibi or an individual rather that knows exactly where he was, or at least that's what they've been saying. The alibi witness has claimed, if that person existed or if that person is strong, I would imagine they would have spoken by now. If it's that clear cut that, look, I can say that we were here. I can show you my own devices that we were here, whatever. I'm just guessing that person may not exist, or if they do exist, it's not as, you know, strong of an alibi witness that would be able to make that sort of an impact.
I agree. The again, my non-lawyer subjective analysis of this is his defense is doing a great job of spreading out the time, because time destroys memories, accuracy of memories, for the one eyewitness they have of the one of the housemates that saw what sounds like it could have been Koberger or definitely was the murderer in the house. And so time is going to diffuse that recollection, which is going to sow seeds of doubt. And you have to have complete no doubt if you're going to go for a death sentence conviction. And then if you have spread out the time, it gives defense longer to keep fishing for just the right expert to refute the genetics that was done and how they're done. And so even if then the alibi falls apart and you're sowing seeds of doubt in at least one juror because of the diffusion and some seeds of doubt in the genetics, you know, the genetics and the reading of it, is that enough to save a life? And I think that's what the gamble here is. Because think about this. Koberger has nothing to lose and everything to gain by this. And so, yeah, it's rough.
He does. And he's got a lot of finances from taxpayers to defend him. And that, I think, is another part that, you know, angers everyone, especially if he's guilty. It's how many millions of dollars are going into the defense of this man. But again, that's our system. That's how it works. We want to make sure that we have the right person. And yeah, we think it's long right now. One misstep, one bad move by an attorney that discredits something or changes something, reset the clock back to 2 years ago. And that's why it will take this long. Very fascinating. We'll be watching the motions, as there'll be plenty more as we inch forward, you know, piece by piece.
Yeah, no doubt. And like you said, the appeal process in a case like this would take decades if there is a misstep. And so the little bit of delay now to ensure we're not dealing with decades of even more taxpayer money if he is guilty.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.